Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's kick things off on the ESPN Outdoors Report today as we bring in Pete Hupp from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, sounds like you've had a pretty busy week on the water.
Yeah, throughout the Labor Day weekend, I was out to Monona, Mendota, and Beaver Dam, and still a good panfish bite, and mixed in walleyes and smallmouth in Madison Chain. And Beaver Dam, we were out casting, and we got a couple walleyes and bass and a handful of catfish. So, yeah, it was a decent day also.
Awesome stuff here. Hey, Pete, do you have a favorite place to fish? Do you have a place that's like that you're like, hey, I really like going here, that if you just want to go out and have some fun and not working?
Yeah, I like Mendota. Just because of the challenge. There's days that it's really good out there, and then there's days that you kind of struggle, and it teaches you that teaches you more. So I like the challenge of not catching every time you go out, because then you learn something. And Mendota is probably my favorite lake, and it has a lot of opportunity there.
So what have you learned this week out on the water to help people out if they're looking to get some post-Labor Day fishing in?
There's still fish suspended, and on a calm day, you don't want to get too close to them. So if you can mark them with your electronics, and then a slip bobber has been kind of best. They might be, 10 feet down and 25 feet. Just cast to those fish, and then just kind of slowly follow them around without spooking them.
If somebody doesn't have electronics, are there things they just have to look for? Weed lines, or are there things that they can look for that give them clues to maybe where the fish might be besides just blindly casting?
Definitely weed lines, or even just the depth finder that you hook on your slip bobber. You can just bounce it off the bottom, find the different drops, and you can feel rock. You can feel, obviously, drop-offs, and just a simple indicator like that can be very helpful.
Because that's my biggest, I'm going to say, when I get out a couple times a year, and I'm always like, oh, I don't know how deep the water is, don't know how much line to put underneath the bobber and such, and you want to be able to get it right, and then you can, obviously, that impacts your success rate if you're not going past or leaving your bait up above where the fish are.
Yes, correct, yep, and just a depth finder and a slip bobber, if you let it down, and if you get within that bottom 2 feet, like you're walleye and smallmouth and things, they're even 3 feet off. If you're in deeper water, they'll come up to grab it. So it's all about positioning for sure.
Well, that's the case too. Probably if somebody wants to schedule a guiding service with you, you can kind of give them some tips and really kind of keep them going, where they'll learn something they can take away from, not just the trip from you, but could carry on with their fishing fun for probably the rest of their life, right?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people tell me that when they're done, they're like, well, I learned a lot today, and they're going to carry it on when they go fishing by themselves. So if you'd like to book a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707, or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Hupp or Best Dam Guide Service.
Now, this time, obviously, we got a little while, we hope, until the snow flies here, but are you booking ice fishing trips and everything already?
Yeah, I have been. I'm getting calls here weekly about ice fishing trips. The shallower lakes we'll do, like, hopefully in December, and then get into some of them deeper lakes into January, February, so definitely get on the calendar while you can, and weekends are starting to get kind of booked, so just give me a call.
Pete from Best Dam Guiding Service, what's your phone number again?
608-609-2707.
Thank you so much, sir, and good luck fishing this weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.
Let's head over to the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green Lake and bring in Todd right now. Todd, what can you report this week from your jurisdiction?
You know, we had a pretty good week of fishing. I heard of a lot of nice muskies being caught, some nice bass, and a lot of panfish. So overall, pretty good fishing.
So what types of lures are people using, and where on the lake were they catching some fish?
You know, the muskies, most of the guys that I heard were catching muskies were using bucktails and casting right up close to shore. Seems like those bigger fish were right tight in 3 to 5 foot of water.
Okay. Panfish as well, kind of still weed lines,
yeah,
and such?
Yeah, you know, those muskies are eating the panfish, so, the panfish aren't real big, but they sure caught a lot of bluegills. Everyone was saying they're catching hundreds of bluegills, so, yeah, I would take red worms right up in 3 foot of water under some of the down trees and piers, and you can absolutely catch a whole bunch of them if you have some kids.
What are the what is the post Labor Day fishing culture like out on Little Green? Does it stay busy here until the snow flies?
Yeah, you know, it'll be more musky guys now. You know, the boating season's And we might have a few more weeks of that, but that's coming to an end now. But the fishing guys will love it because all the boaters will be off the lake. And fishing gets better and better as the later fall comes along. So, absolutely, we're starting to get musky suckers back in. We'll start getting into that season here next.
Hey, heard anything else in any other lakes and bodies of water about you?
Yeah, Green Lake has been really good. Now, that season for boating is coming to an end there, too, so it'll be better for fishermen over there, too. But I heard Northern Pike have been really good. I've heard some walleyes have been on and off pretty good over there, and lots of nice big bluegills. If you want to go bluegill fishing, I would go to Green Lake.
Hey, tell us about the landing, because if you are fishing up by you, you have to stop into the landing to hear all the local news and what's going on. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, we're open. We're actually open 6 days a week now. We're closed on Mondays. But otherwise, we're here at 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And, yeah, we've got all the bait and beer and boat rentals and anything else you need. We're right on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive.
Todd, I appreciate it and appreciate all you do at the landing. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Let's take a look at the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. Pat, what's it been like by you guys here this post-Labor Day week?
Well, this cooler weather sure has been a nice treat for us down here. A lot of folks getting out fishing, and it's got the fish in a better mood, too, as these water temps start to come down.
So they've been coming down. What have people been catching? Where have they been catching them?
Well, we're pretty much still in a summer pattern, so all the same things we've been talking about for weeks. A lot of fish on weed lines, so if you can find a weed line, that's a great place to start. But on places like Lake Monona, the bluegills are still suspended out over deep water and pretty easy to catch. On Lake Mendota, the walleyes have been active on mid-lake humps. Fishing weed edges out there is good, but also walleyes and smallmouth have been found even up a little shallower, as the water temps start to come down. Those fish will move in shallow, and I've been hearing about good fish coming out of 5 to 8 feet of water over the tops of weeds or weeds near rocks and stuff like that. So, yeah, things are starting to change as the water temps come down.
So typically how long, I mean, year to year is probably different, but typically year, how long do you like the summer patterns for the fish stick around before they start kind of shifting?
Yeah, I mean, it varies from year to year, but generally as the water temps start to drop, those fish realize that fall is coming, and right behind fall is, of course, winter. So they've got a response to that of getting their fall feed bag on, as I like to call it, and they, they generally move up shallow, chasing around schools of bait fish. But yeah, those fish move in shallow, and they're chasing schools of bait fish around and are generally hungry.
Off the main lakes in Madison, have you heard anything about the action going on, any rivers or any smaller lakes or in areas across the Madison area?
Yeah, the rivers around here have also, the action out there has also been picking up. On the Wisconsin River, I know they've been seeing some good action at all the dams up and down the river. So a nice mixed bag of fish, too, but I've been hearing the white bass action has been picking up, and the walleyes as well, but smallmouth. If you can find any deep area on the main river itself, you're likely going to find smallmouth chasing around schools of bait fish, and that's always a great time.
Hey, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Northport and Troy Drives. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and just a quick jog off the interstate for people coming into town. We do a weekly fishing report. We do that every Friday. We post it online on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop, and we do have the old-fashioned phone line where you can call in, and that number is 608-BIG-FISH.
Pat, I appreciate all you do, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks so much, Wade. Always a pleasure. Take care.
Let's head to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. Dave, what's the post-Labor Day week been like for you guys over in Fox Lake?
Well, traditionally, Labor Day is kind of the end of the season for a lot of people for whatever reason. But, Labor Day is very busy. There were boats all over the place and people fishing. They caught some nice fish and all that. But what I'm getting at is a lot of people start pulling their boats and their piers, and, you know, most of the outdoorsmen are hunters, too, so they're kind of concentrating on that. But to be honest, the fall season is the best time of the year to go fishing, and partly because there's hardly anybody out there. But I went out yesterday and did quite well on bluegills, and they're still getting some nice walleyes out here. Mostly trolling, but you can get them early and late in the day. And the bass fishing's been kind of slow. They're kind of in a funk right now. I don't know why, but it's been tough for a lot of people going out trying for that. And I heard there was a walleye bite going on Beaver Dam, which is a good thing. That was kind of slow all summer. And, again, you know, the fall kind of kicks that stuff in. The water temp is actually higher than normal because of that warm spell we had, but it's really getting to a point now where if you look at the forecast, the mornings are going to be really cool and start cooling the water down, and the fishing will just get better and better until the ice.
So, hey, you mentioned the walleye bite on Beaver Dam Lake. I said it's a big place. Where is walleye typically biting on Beaver Dam Lake? Does it change all the time, or are there spots where people usually catch a lot of stuff over there?
Well, there's a lot of islands, a lot of rock piles, and that's kind of what you key on. You know, most of the summer, everybody is trolling. So you're just trolling out in the middle and, you know, trolling boards, and it's a hit-and-miss thing. But, you know, this time of year and everything, and the bite that I'm hearing about, guys are fishing rock piles around the islands, over by the trestle area, and they're jig fishing or bobber fishing where, you know, you don't do that in the summer very often because of the catfish. But, yeah, you want to find rocks on Beaver Dam for the walleyes, pretty much.
Well, tell us about Fishtails in Fox Lake. If people want to stop out there, they'll definitely learn all the local knowledge of what's happening in your area.
Yeah, we're open 6 to 6 every day, 6 to 5 on Sunday. And we have all the baits, everything you would need. We still got boat rentals. We'll have our boats in until probably the end of November. So, you know, come out and get out on the lake because you won't have a lot of competition and the fish are still feeding.
Awesome. Dave, I appreciate everything you guys do at Fishtails, and we will chat next week.
Okay, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency, and Mako brand boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now or store and winterize your boat for the year. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wendland. Rick, we're talking to you. You're bear hunting right now, huh?
Yeah, we're up in Superior bear hunting. It opened up yesterday. Yesterday was the first day out. It was like 85 degrees. I was literally in a long sleeve t-shirt and some light pants, and I had some 1600 gram boots on, and I thought my feet were going to melt off. My feet got so hot, but I actually think the worst part, Wade, was 5 hours in a stand and a little tree stand that was made for a 12-year-old. I was never so uncomfortable in my entire life sitting in the woods. I mean, this little tree stand I was in, I mean, it was half my butt was hanging off. My feet were too big and I had no place to hang my bag. And I mean, I'm complaining a little, but, it was the most uncomfortable I've ever been in the woods in my life. It was the tree stand I was in was just terrible.
Maybe you need to mix in a few salads to better fit that thing.
maybe that's the problem.
So how big of a group do you go bear hunting with? And how, we talked a little bit about it last week, how you stand it like you do a deer stand as well.
Yeah, we went in and baited about 11:30. A mixture of donuts and chips and corn syrup and liquid smoke and all kinds of stuff. They can actually put it in a hole and they put logs over it. Then your tree stand is literally like 20, 25 yards away from the bait pile. And you get in there about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and you sit till dark and you hope a big bear comes by. I mean, he's got trail cameras. He's got three active baits going right now with bears coming into him every day. It just, I mean, quite honestly, I thought we'd, the guy I'm with and myself, I thought we'd be done already last night. But neither one of us saw a bear, so it kind of rained up here last night, and hoping the rain washed a little bit of our scent away, because bears only go by one thing, and that's their nose. So we're hoping to wash the little scent away, and hopefully better things will be tonight.
So you legitimately like put a picnic basket out there like it's Yogi Bear?
Pretty much, yep, exactly.
Now, when it comes to, you mentioned, so I have a question. Like how thick and heavy is the bear population in the northern part of Wisconsin? Is it pretty thick? I mean, are there a lot of bears around?
Well, a lot of bears around. Talking to a few locals and then our guide, I mean, there's more bear than there is deer. There's more bear than there is anything else up here. I mean, there's probably a few more wolves than there is bear, but the bear population up here in Superior is pretty strong.
Yeah, I suppose people probably don't realize that. You know, you go to some place like say the Smoky Mountains, and you're like, okay, you know, there are bear that roll into town. They're all over the place. But I don't think people maybe sometimes have the perspective of how heavy the population is up in the Northwoods.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just in his three bait sites, I bet you he's got 15 to 16 different bears hitting his bait site. And I know a good friend of mine moved up to Hayward. He's got 4 bait sites, and he figures he's got 20 to 25 different bears coming into his site. So, I mean, there's a lot of bears. Unfortunately, one of our bait sites right now has got a sow with 4 cubs. So I'm really hoping she don't come in, because that's never a pretty thing. But, yeah, you're looking for male bears, but the bear population is pretty heavy up here.
Is that one of the things, though, where as a hunter, if you do see a mom or a sow, as you put it, with you like to harvest something else?
Oh yeah, you. I mean, I guess it's the hunter's code. You never shoot a sow with cubs. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you don't mess with a sow with cubs either. I mean, she's very protective. I know when we were in Canada many years ago, one of the guys I was with, two of the cubs climbed up the tree that he was in, and mama came right over and started shaking his tree stand and trying to shake him out of the tree. And yeah, it wasn't a pretty experience, but yeah, you never get in between cubs and a sow, no doubt.
So what happens if, from your perspective, what happens if you do get between a cub and its sow unintentionally? What do you need to do?
Well, from what I understand is you start yelling and screaming and, you know, try to distract yourself. The biggest thing you do is don't run away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't want to experience it, but, yeah, you always hear the horror stories of what happens, but you know, the best thing is, yeah, just to distance yourself.
Fishing wise this week, kind of switching gears here, Rick, I know, cause hopefully you can get back up in that bear stand here sooner than later, but, fishing wise, you got out a few times this week. What have you heard?
Yeah. Right after we talked last week, I went up to Big Green. The bluegill bite was phenomenal out there. I had my limit of just giant bluegills in almost an hour. So then I decided to go smallmouth fishing. I started throwing a drop shot in about 12 feet of water, and I just hammered them. I mean, I had almost a 5-pound smallmouth, but I had numerous 3-pound smallmouth. I just had a blast on Big Green. I mean, right now Big Green is pretty hot.
Any news on the ducks or any other types of hunting here as we are in post-Labor Day now?
Friends of mine were out. The teal season and early goose season opened up on Sunday. A few of my friends were out. They shot a few teal. I don't know anybody that actually got a limit of teal. But it seems like locally the goose population has disappeared. I mean, a lot of guys are driving, you know, all the way to Reedsburg and their Portage and Baraboo and, you know, Fond du Lac. And it just seems like the local goose population has just like completely disappeared. I mean, a lot of geese that were sitting on picked wheat fields are gone. I mean, I can't explain where they went. I know, like, even on the lake on Fox Lake, there's just no geese on the lake. So it's kind of weird. I mean, I don't know anybody personally, and I know a lot of waterfowl hunters, but I don't know anybody personally that's been doing well with geese.
They're all at Crystal Lake Park when I drove by earlier this week. That must be their stop here this year, because they know you can't shoot them there, right?
Well, that's just it. And I'm telling you, whatever it is, ducks and geese know where they're safe, and they'll bomb by the hundreds where they know they're safe.
Well, Rick, if people are doing any fall fishing, they need Raw Bass Customs, the lures, to increase the productivity of your cast, and tell us about where you can find them and what you offer.
What we offer is I custom paint about 60 different lure blanks. I've been really getting into a lot of the walleye stuff lately, painting some crazy colors with that. But, you know, as the season winds down, there's still a really good crankbait bite going on. There's still a really good topwater bite going on. You can get my baits at Fishtails and Fox Lake, M&M Tackle it up in Portage, Dick Smith's, in Pewaukee, and Stu's in Partyville.
Well, if you get a bear, make sure you send us a picture. I know I still got a couple of photos of you and some big fish that you got last week. You got to get out there for the masses to see, and we'll make a collage of your outdoors photos when you get that bear, Rick. How about that?
That'll work. I wondered if you got the photos. I didn't get a text back that you got them, but no. Yeah.
I got them, so I'll get them up at some point here this weekend, so people can take a look at the success story of our resident outdoorsman.
All right, sounds good. Hopefully, there'll be a bear picture in there after tonight.
All right, Rick, have yourself a great week and good luck. Thanks.
All right, Wade. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.